it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes.
We are now in hour number two. Victor Boots joining us on the accelerating crisis in Russia with Ukraine, NATO. Putin saying he's getting ready to flatten the major cities of Ukraine, which has already started. And then we're going to look at the Iran situation and more. But when you think about AI and the AI race, and not just here, but other countries passing laws to give AI companies, only select ones, carte blanche above the law, dictatorial powers. And then you look at how they could be extracting the rare earth minerals for AI, and it's done the most brutal, horrible way. Children as young as five, we just showed some footage out of the Congo, B-roll, and we'll play it again, of just the hell on earth at some of these facilities. Dozens die a day. They live in slavery, in tents, surrounded by barbed wire with men with machine guns. And this is who Apple and the big tech companies and NVIDIA and all of them tell you how moral they are and how good they are, and they spread all this racial division in the West and brainwash our young people. But then at the heart of it, they could go in with big machines and big minds, but it would take major investment and do it right, and then put some of the money into infrastructure for the locals. But no, it's all completely cold-blooded on a scale of slavery and just absolute Barbary garbage that the world has never seen. Thousands of minds, like the one you're looking at on screen. Some even, in fact, we should do a whole deep dive on this. I feel guilty just showing this little clip. There's mines 10, 20 times bigger that have huge cave-ins, and they mine in these concentric circles down deeper and deeper. And it is just unspeakable hell. And a lot of times the UN runs it and literally machine guns anybody that gets uppity. And we're told this is great. So just everything about AI's deployment, its rollout, it's meant to take our resources, make humans obsolete, and from the moment of where the materials come from to how it's deployed, it's all pure evil, pure anti-human. So the Pope says that artificial intelligence needs to be disarmed and controlled like nuclear weapons. And I agree with him. And it's creating the Tower of Babel. But instead, we're told just get out of the way and let it run your life. Resistance is futile. Like the Borg in Star Trek showing up. And you're just being told this idea, humans are bad, our consumption's bad, just roll over and die, the world will be better without you. But, oh, AI, it's the savior. They said it 2 weeks ago at the World Economic Forum. They said, we need a savior, and AI is that savior. So let's go to this clip of the Pope.
Artificial intelligence needs to be disarmed. The word is strong, I know. But deliberately chosen because this moment needs words capable of attracting attention, awakening consciences, and indicating paths forward for humanity. The Church has long been working for nuclear disarmament, aware that every great technical power can affect people's lives, and so must be accompanied by adequate moral discernment and public control. Nuclear disarmament remains a service to peace and the dignity of the human family. In a similar sense, artificial intelligence now demands to be disarmed, freed from logics that turn it into an instrument of domination, exclusion, and death. Like nuclear energy, it must be at the service of all and of the common good.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Thanks for having me. from me before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum's been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine colostrum is incredible. The methylene blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at thealexjonesstore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is alexjoneslive.com. And on Rumble, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Well, if you remember 4.5 years ago or longer, in October, 3-4 months before Russia launched its special military operation into Ukraine, I said, I believe the Russians will launch their invasion by late February. And of course, I nailed that prediction because I could see all the pieces moving into place. Well, now Putin's made it even more clear, and Victor Boot, military expert, regional elected official, former political prisoner. He started saying about 4 or 5 months ago, he said, if no peace deal is made, if NATO continues to build up the weapons and all these factories and Germany, all the rest of them, get conscription ready, and a bunch of countries have already passed the draft, including women, Putin's going to need to finish this, and he's got a plan to go in and take out Kiev and Kharkiv and all the rest of it, and look for that. And then last week, on the eve of another peace deal, Ukraine launches a NATO-backed attack, almost 1,000 drones, missiles. So then Russia responds back, and we'll show you some of the B-roll of that over the weekend, with ballistic missiles that can't be stopped, that are hypersonic, and all the rest of it. And many of the weapons didn't even have warheads. It was a demonstration, still extremely destructive. And now Putin says, get your diplomats out, get your people out of the capital of Ukraine. He told the Russians on national television that the war will be over very soon. And unlike Trump, when Putin says he's going to do something, he does it. Now it's up to 40 times Trump has said the war is over. He said Friday, within hours, the peace deal will be signed. Now all of that, of course, fell through. The Israel head of their National Security Council is even more rabid than Netanyahu. Ben-Gvir, I already played the clip last hour, said we will not allow any peace deal that we don't like. And they've been hitting Lebanon again. The U.S. hit Iran in the straits, missiles and boats. So, yeah, Putin closing airspace over Moscow. The British media spends it over assassination fears. I think that's so they can have more controlled airspace, expecting more massive aeronautical attacks like Moscow saw last week. Most of them shot down, but some of the missiles and drones hit their targets, like apartment complexes and other civilian targets. So Putin has now said the command and control centers in the major cities of Ukraine are now on the target list, signaling a massive escalation. It was Victor Boot, again, in the last 4 months, that began to make these predictions, and he joins us now. You can follow him on X at Real Victor Boot, and we'll put that on screen for you. This is a big deal. This is a new world war that we're now deep into. Iran holds the cards by attrition and control of the strait. Israel's announced they are taking southern Lebanon for living space. So that's very provocative. And so in the threat escalatory ladder, we have accelerated basically to the point of no return at this point. And I don't think Trump, who admits he has very limited military understanding, understands this. He thought because we dropped 22,000 bombs on Iran, they would fail. Pentagon explained that was probably not going to happen and said, don't do it. Again, we dropped 7.6 million bombs on Vietnam. They didn't give up. And so, you know what the British did here, and we didn't give up. So this is not going well. And the economy has been derailed. And all the polls show we're going to lose the midterms. So Trump had all the cards a year ago, and the economy was coming back, and he was the peace president. Now he has destroyed his legacy and put the whole world in peril. That is just the facts. I don't think anybody can disagree with that. But I wanted to get Victor Boot's expert take on what we've seen and get tomorrow's news today, because he was the first prominent Russian that I saw on the news, was talking to personally, saying that, you know, obviously this is what's going to come next. He is a military expert, obviously, at many levels of it from the ground up. So, Victor, please give us your analysis of how you were able to know this 4 months ago. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Putin hasn't just signaled, he's been very clear that the next red line is about to be crossed, and then the time frame could be days, weeks until we see full invasion, obviously, from multiple points, Belarus, the east of Russia, into the west, western Russia, into the west. And then what will NATO's response be? I know Putin understands that NATO is rearming and accelerating towards a major confrontation, so I understand why Putin isn't waiting. I'm not happy about any of this. It was my personal view, and you could say I'm wrong, that Putin shouldn't have invaded 4.5 years ago, but his obvious argument was they're moving hypersonic missiles to our border, and so they could launch a sneak attack and take out our missile fields, so we can't be in checkmate. So you could say he's right, I'm right. You know, we're pretty much being just academic about this point because it's already happened. Now this runaway train is here. NATO and the globalists started it. NATO, for those that don't know, run by the unelected EU and the U.S. System. The commission has said they are collapsing demographically. Their only hope is to break up Russia in five parts, and that is their financial plan. They've officially said that, all their major ministers in finance and military. So it's true megalomania. Israel is in megalomania mode, saying greater Israel, they're taking it all. They're taking Lebanon. The next is the war is Turkey. There's a lot of wild-eyedness with extremists here in the West, all egging each other on. You've got just all sorts of bizarre statements out of the U.S. ambassador from Israel, the U.S. No, you got that right. He's the ambassador from Israel, the U.S. Huckabee saying Israel could take the whole Middle East. So that's setting the table. Victor Boot, thanks for being here with us. I wish it was on better times and better terms, but we really respect your analysis. Has been dead on, whether you're Russian or American or anybody. It's just the truth. So thank you so much for being here. Please give us a briefing on what we're seeing. Anything I said was wrong, or how you knew this was coming. Thank you.
Well, you, Alex, absolutely right. You know, you've been telling this long time ago. Look, there is an escalation ladder, and if they think they only then can put how they're going to go up to this ladder, well, the bad news, Russia, especially Putin, also know how to go on this ladder. And after all warnings, where we try and use all the channels, apparently the Europeans especially, and eventually many in even Trump, administration, they want to go in a hot war with Russia. Okay, so very important also to notice what's happened on the Friday early morning, 2 o'clock, when the Starobelsk region in Lugansk, it's a city, between Lugansk and Donetsk region on the road, they have a college for the basically future teachers and the kindergarten, specialists being bombed and in the three waves by the drones, with the help, of course, of the intelligence from the United States and UK. And then this dormitory was 86 innocent children aged from 14 to 18 years old. So there is a huge impact on dormitory, cause collapse of the building. Of course, there was a three waves of these drone attacks, which as a result, of course, immediately emergency and first responders rushed to the site. But initially, 6 person was declared dead, then 12. Then, you know, death count was mounting till the 21. There is still about 40 people severely injured in the emergency room all over the place. So it's happened on the Friday, and President Putin immediately said, look, this is again satanist act of this Epstein coalition who trying again, first of all, to provoke anything and bring some, you know, innocent victims, you know, like their sacrifice to their Saturn, you know, the god they worship. So, of course, Putin immediately on the Friday gave the instruction, hey, prepare a proper answer. So on Sunday, Kyiv got finally the biggest attack ever on the Kyiv. Remember that the Russia, since the beginning of this special military operation on February 24th, 2022, said that this is a operation, it's not all-out open war. So basically, Russian army never went after the civilian. And we know that the you know, civilian casualties are extremely low if you compare it to anything else. Even in the United States, let's say in Chicago, you have way more civilian casualties. Though in Ukraine, there is a battlefield going, there is an active combat going on. So this is tell you how sparingly Russian using their, you know, equipment and all possible weaponry. And definitely, it's not, as I said, all-out war. And all these 4 years, Russia tried to negotiate with the West, knowingly that they are masters of this puppet regime of Zelensky. Hey, let's go and sort out the root causes of this conflict. Well, apparently they're thinking if Russia doesn't use the tactical nukes, doesn't use a huge invasion, don't want to do the carpet bombing of the cities, don't use all available other means and weapons against the, you know, Ukrainians and all others, foreign troops who is inside Ukraine fighting against us. They think and they take this as a weakness. Guess what? We told them, look, this would be retaliation and this would be revenge for this attack on innocent people. So they used hypersonic Reshnik missile. They used another hypersonic missile, such like a Kinjal, Iskander, you know, and many, many drones, just to show, okay, you want to go this road? Okay, we show you what it is. City where we're going to attack and destroy military targets and point where the military command are based. And imagine, after all that attacks in this city, even they reported only, what, 4 killed? Think how the Russia took extreme precaution not to get the peaceful, you know, people who live in Kyiv not to be hurt. So eventually today, Russian government said to the, first of all, diplomatic embassies and every foreigners who in that city and these civilians, hey, quit the city. We're going to really attack the, you know, centers where this all attack planning, including their Ministry of Defense, including their intelligence headquarters, including their instructors, and of course, all the places where they're producing the drones and other weaponry that where they used to attack us. So apparently, European countries' embassies and their government decided, no, our diplomats are staying. We don't believe Russia will really hit the center of Kyiv. Let me tell you, let me give you another prediction. They're going to hit, and they're going to hit hard this time, and it would be no joke. Basically, we exhausted all possible, you know, means to really thinking that somebody in Europe finally come to their senses and start to negotiate. I think also everything Putin and Trump negotiated, and Trump also basically expired in the terms that the Russia tried not to hit hard, not to damage, and leave at least Zelensky intact with all his group with whom you're going to negotiate. But now, since these people don't understand any humanity, they don't think in this term, I guess they are more reptilian in this sense because they have no empathy, because the same people who took a decision to kill innocent girls in Iran in a school in Manab in the first day in the attack of Israel and United States.
And by the way, we now know that was on purpose. They shot three Tomahawk missiles into
it. And this attack on the Friday was also on purpose. As you said, they tried to derail, you know, the recent attempt and recent, you know, calls and dialogue between Putin and Trump to reignite the peace process. There is also certain hope. We've been expecting Witkoff and Kushner come to Moscow to start discussing again. There should be another round, especially after the last truce, which was apparently halted for a couple of days. This was at least a light and a hope that we can come to the peaceful solution. But now Ukraine decided after that, no. They've got now all their factory production up and running in Europe, producing about 1,000 drones, more than 1,000 drones, who are capable to attack deep inside the Russian territory. And they're trying to threat us with this, that they're going to now inflict us damage deep inside our logistic line. And guess what? We warn Europe. We warn all these leaders. The Russia going to attack you, and 100% America will not step in or evoke Article 5 of NATO chart. Why? Because, heck, you are really now a part of the war. You are attacking us. We have full right to attack you. And if you think that the Russia will just sit and eat, you know, that like you preparing and telling that you want to eliminate us. When the king of the Britain, on his speech, saying that Russia is their most staunch enemy and he will do everything to dismantle, to destroy the Russia, we supposed what? To think, smile, and be fans of the royal family? Hell no! We're gonna fight. And they know if Russian people decide to fight, they're gonna take this fight where this fight started, like our grandfathers did, you know, in 1945.
Well, what's insane is I read the globalist statements about, oh, if we keep pushing Russia and attacking eastern Ukraine and these Russian areas, they'll just back down because Russia had backed down before, but it was clear this time Russia wasn't going to back down. Now they think Russia's going to back down again, but hasn't. And when I look at the unelected EU commission and I look at the people making decisions, most of them never even been in the military. They don't even study this stuff. It is so delusional and insane in their palaces. They feel safe from this. They have a normalcy bias, but Russia lost 26 million people in World War II, about a third of your population. You don't have that normalcy bias. 90% of World War II was the Germans and the Russians toe-to-toe. This is a very fresh memory with the Russians. It's in the DNA. And what would the United States do in a circle like this? We would have not even been this cautious. And Putin's been extremely, extremely restrained. I see articles about, oh, if we just keep the war going and keep killing Russians, the Russians will turn against Putin. Maybe only because he doesn't go to full war, not because they're being intimidated by this. And that's what the numbers show. So anybody that studies this from a sociological, psychological perspective knows it's going to doom. Just like Eric Prince and the Joint Chiefs all told Trump, don't follow Israel's lead. Don't go to this war. They won't fall. They'll close the strait. It'll kill your recovery. That's all happened. And then Israel won't let Trump get out of that. So that ties all into this. But we'll do that for the next segment. Specifically, though, because I don't want to put words in your mouth. I want you to be very clear in your own words here. This is important. Millions are watching this right now. Victor Boot, you said 4 months ago on the show, we'll dig the clip up, maybe add it in post when this isn't live. You said if this goes on much longer, 4, 5, 6 months, I remember you saying, Putin is going to go ahead and do massive bombardments, followed by coming in with real ground troops, leveling everything, just like we did in Fallujah,
right,
or just like you guys did to Germany. In World War II, people don't know, it was the Germans took over Germany. It was the Russians took over Germany and into the main fighting. That lower those artillery, roll in, level everything, turn everything into a giant crater. And then that'll be the moment, will NATO try to come in when it doesn't even have the military? Quite frankly, the U.S. doesn't have the military to fight that conventionally. We can't even take the Strait of Hormuz. Yes, we can have a nuclear war with Russia, which is mutually assured destruction, planetary suicide. So there's no options here but to stop. But because NATO is so delusional and the globalists are so delusional, I don't see them doing that. And so in your own words, what I hear you saying is, this was not a war before. This was a special military operation to have a negotiation and hopefully NATO come to its senses and chew up the NATO military forces and systems and have that victory, which Russia has now had 2 years in. You had the victory. All analysts agreed. So we're now 2.5 years into the victory, but still they won't come to their senses. And so now Putin's going to start larger bombardments, followed by mass ground invasion and basically the whole takeover. Then the question will be, will NATO come in? So you're saying Russia wasn't at full war, but Russia is about to go to full war. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Not only mass bombardment on the Ukrainian cities, which before was spared, because we thought, well, there's no need to really destroy, you know, water filtering bridges, you know, because it's our land. That's why the command was, you know, let's really inflict as minimum damage as we can. So till now, the Ukraine has a functional railway system. They have a functional bridges. And there's several critical bridges. If Russia decide to bomb, basically, that would be beginning of the end of all their logistics. Plus, we know where the narrow spots in Ukraine for logistics, especially crossing points. But at the same time, Russia will not stop there. They definitely will be attack on the Poland, especially on Rzeszów, to destroy their logistic bases. Same will be in Romania. Same will be in Baltic, from where they're launching the drones to attack St. Petersburg. And they're just trying to hide under this. Oh, Ukrainian drones been flying all the way through us. We don't know how they're flying. Hell, you know perfectly well. You not only give them permission to use your airspace, you allow them to launch these drones from you. So you are responsible. You are part of the world. Don't complain. And moreover, you know, there is would be a oldest factory. You remember we talk about the Europe. They start now producing and they claim, oh, it's not our factory. It's Ukrainian factory. They're producing the drones. They become a deep, you know, rear of the Ukrainian army. So guess what? They are a legitimate target for the Russian military. And we're going to hit them hard. So don't complain in Berlin. Don't complain in Italy. Don't complain anywhere else. Because you guys are enabling and you're supplying somebody who's killing our children, our people. And you think what? We need to sit and just wait. You let them produce more? Heck no. You know, believe me, as we said, when Russia goes to the war, it's over. Would be no way. You want to then go to next escalation, you know, step of this ladder of escalation? Hi, okay, go. You try to use nuclear against us? Go ahead. Try to launch your nuclear. We're just waiting for this.
And it's so real. People have such a normalcy bias of living in freedom so long. They have no idea the insanity of the globalists and their recklessness. They released COVID. They got caught in that. Now they got their AI takeover. These people are true Satanists. So, and of course, you know what you're talking about. So the main weapons factories and depots are in several sites in Poland. And Russia's warned we're getting ready to hit those. The U.S. would have done it a long time ago if we were in Russia's position. And so the first hour after that happens, we will see what NATO does. But if NATO is insane enough, as they've talked about, to then strike itself in Russia, then Russia has said if we see a major aeronautical attack, they'll take a few missiles here and there, but now it's thousands of drones at once. Those could be nuclear capable with the attackums and all the rest of it. Putin has said, if we see thousands of things coming in, and it's already up to that point last week, over around 1,000 got right. shot, then imagine those could be nuclear tip. We have to then launch at that point. If the U.S. had thousands of missiles coming in from Russia, we would go to nuclear war. So people need to understand that people say, oh, you're siding with Russia. I'm siding with sanity. I know military stuff. This is a fact. Okay? And so this is our leaders, folks. And the Russians have taken the safety off. They said, all right, if you're going to hit us, we're going to hit you first. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to go to nuclear war with Russia. And I guess we're an evil planet. Just blow it all up. I kind of agree with Mindy, but at a certain point, okay, God, let us all kill each other. I'm so excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back. But who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station. Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning, but I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on. But we need your support, your word of mouth, your prayer. You are everything, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. So listen to me. We have ultramethylene blue tincture capsules and now the gummies that are a concentrate of already the strongest best methylene blue. So look out when you get them. But they're selling out, more coming in a month or so. We have plenty of the tincture and the capsules, but not the gummies. If you want them, there's probably 3 or 4 days left of them. Get them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, I could do hours on this. Just go to Wikipedia even. Go to the UN website. Even our enemies admit it. There's an average 15 IQ point reduction in the West because of lack of iodine in the soil and in our foods. Iodine is so good for women, children, adults, pregnant women, but especially older people. But most iodine is a bound iodine to another element. Atomic means on the periodic table, it is pure. We're the only people that put out the pure iodine. And we have it, T3 Trifecta Iodine, at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. I got my iced tea right here. I take it about every 2 days. I'm going to take a dropper full of this bad boy. And this is so good for your brain, your clarity, your cells. It's essential. If you don't get iodine, you die. Again, you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you're dead. Don't have water for 4 days, you're dead. Don't have food for a month or so, most person dies. You know, unless you're super fat, then you live 2 months or whatever. The point is, that's because you're not getting all the essential nutrients and vitamins. Iodine is one of the essential things. Look it up. And the number one cause of cognitive disability, officially, for even the World Health Organization, is iodine deficiency. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason this network continues on and can expand. You're funding folks that fight for your future and our own futures together, trying to stop a new war, trying to stop new pandemics, trying to stop the left, trying to take back civilization. It takes funds to do that. So we sell great products, so it's a 360 win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directive.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot. Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network. And you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I cannot hype up enough to you where we are historically if you've studied history and the facts, okay? I've been studying this for 35 years. I've talked to so many leading experts. You look at the think tanks, the Rand Corporation, the war gamers. We're in a new world war. It is not going well for the West. You've got Trump, who doesn't have any basic military understanding and admits it. You have his advisors like Mark Levin have no understanding of it. You then have the EU unelected commission on its own planet, totally out of their minds. It is the Epstein pedophile coalition of just scum. And their old system's coming to an end, so what does an old collapsing system do? In a fourth turning, it starts a war. And Russia is always the favorite place. Like they say, elephants in Africa, well, you know, it's been proven. It was old legends, now they've proven it with aircraft. They go to certain places to die. They go where their ancestors are, and they just lay down and die. And I guess Western empires and the Nazis, you know, go to Russia to die. It was said Alexander the Great and so many other empires would, you know, go to Afghanistan to die. And I wasn't even being sarcastic. Medvedev said a couple of years ago, and again last year, he said, fine, we want nuclear war. Let's just go ahead and blow the planet up. Because you have to go ahead and get that on the table. Because when you study a threat escalation ladder, this is like as sure as mathematics, okay? And so as the West escalates, Russia escalates, and Russia at a certain point in the threat escalation ladder, you don't wait for them to escalate anymore because the next move is checkmate. You can't wait anymore, okay? So we're right there, like Boots said 2 months ago and a month ago, we're crossing the red line. And I have this sick feeling, so I'm getting fatalistic about it, because I'm an optimist. I'm like, okay, we're an evil planet, blow it all up. But there's still a lot of good people. And so here's Putin, and it's in Russian, so for radio listeners who can't read the subtitles, I'll read this for hundreds of stations. And he's made all these different statements about the Epstein class and the evil, you know, leftists that control the West that are feeding on us. They are. We have the exact same cultural enemies. And the globalists are just totally pissed that Russia has partly struggled free from this more than we have. They're not completely free, they'll tell you. They've got the same NGOs, the same groups. They just kicked our bond out. You know, the NATO staging coups all over Europe. They're you know, kick Massey out, the Israel lobby. It's spiritual. This is all done because it's spiritual. It's about control. So here's Putin's message to the West. I'll read it for listeners. Go ahead. I want ordinary citizens of Western countries to hear me too. You are currently being presently persuaded that all your difficulties are the result of some hostile actions by Russia that you must pay for the fight against the mythical Russian threat on your own pockets. All of this is a lie. The truth is that the current problems faced by millions of people in the West are the result of years of actions by ruling elites of their countries, their mistake, short-sightedness, and ambition. These elites are not thinking about how to improve the lives of their citizens in Western countries. They are obsessed with their selfish interest and super profits. Now, let me bring this up, and I'll bring this up to talk about myself. I'm just the main exhibit here. I wake up at 3:15 Saturday morning, turn my phone on. It's flooded by Congress people, intelligence people, everything. And a Pentagon correspondent blew the whistle on the Israelis and Group 545, who's now been given $760 million and $500 million. So do your math how much that is. That's all in public records through NGOs in the U.S. directed by the subdirector of counterterrorism, Sebastian Gorka, now the head of counterterrorism, replaced Joe Kemp. In the documents, and then people are able to find public documents that back it all up, I'm listed in there as an enemy and a national security threat by Zeb Gorka, who called Tucker Carlson a terrorist 2 weeks ago. And they have Joe Rogan in there, and they have pictures of us all and what we said during Midnight Hammer, when the U.S. supposedly blew up the uranium bases. And they say, Jones is undermining us. Jones is parroting Russian propaganda and Iranian propaganda and is a national security threat. So they basically say I'm a foreign agent. I don't get my talking points from Russia. In fact, most of the time I'm ahead of Russia. I don't even predict what Russia's going to say because I already know the doctrines, what's going on. The Pentagon said they'd close the strait and wouldn't fall. That's a fact, okay? I didn't get that from the Russians, the Iranians. Where are we? So what if I got it from them? That's a fact. Then they talk about attacking us, getting people to sue us, deplatforming us, coming after us. You've got the head of the ADL saying we need to use pagers against the American people like we did on Hamas. All of this stuff is intensifying, okay? Massively. And so just as a microcosm, just like they use the British to target Trump and his first administration with all the clandestine crap, and believe me, for everything you know about, there's 100 times worse. Now they've got the Israelis. This report right here, Ministry of Diaspora Affairs Combating Anti-Semitism. Now you read, and it goes back and reports about me and everybody else, and you read this, and it says, Jones claims Israel's trying to suck the U.S. into a full regime change. Jones must be stopped. Well, you admit that, and that's what you did. So my point is that this is the treason of our government outsourcing foreign governments to harass us I'm going to take days to get into it all. It's ongoing and intensifying. And they've got criminal referrals at the DOJ on me and Tucker trying to find some type of foreign money going on right now when it's zero. My goal is to not have a nuclear war. My goal was to have a recovery and go get the $35 trillion of minerals with Russia wants to work with us. My goal is not killing everybody. But I get, so my point is, look at the mindset of these people, Victor Boot, that sane people are demonized and attacked, and Americans sit here while the Israel lobby steals elections, threatens everybody, says we're going to start killing people, and then turns foreign intelligence agencies loose on me with all their dirty tricks, and this is what we're supposed to put up with. This is who we side with. This is how late the hour is. So I'd like you to just comment on just in general, segue into Trump. Friday, oh, we're 2 hours away from a deal. I said, no way. Of course, no deal. Now he says he doesn't want a deal. It's all delusion because the U.S. and NATO don't have the cards other than nuclear war, which no one has the cards. That is the insanity of this. You've got the floor. Sorry.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. But look at the Iranian situation. As soon as everything was really prepared for the somewhat, you know, comprehensive agreement, at least to continue ceasefire and that work out more details. We know all these scandals with the plants, leaks, and everything else. Finally, basically, we heard on Sunday, on Monday morning, look, everything is set up. Very soon they're going to announce peace deal. There was a late night cavalcade coming back to White House to discuss eventually how they're going to announce this deal or whatever. And then Israel, no, we will not allow America to have any deal. We want to continue the war. We want to continue to strike against Lebanon. Though the Trump wrote of the True Social, I forbid, you know, verbatim, I forbid, period, to attack the in Lebanon to Israel. Did Israel comply with this? No. And now when they understood that finally United States and Iranians found finally somewhat common ground where they can fix at least, you know, and not only just to pause, but really go into the agreement, you know, they did everything to provoke, to create situation. And here we are again. Americans start striking today the targets of the southern Iran. So this is, as you said, insanity, because unless there is a control, unless there is a proper, you know, line of channel and the Israelis are not really giving orders and, you know, calling the shots in the United States, no way this war with Iran will over. But think of the consequences economically. Iranians don't need to have a nuclear bomb anymore. They have a nuclear economic weapons. As good as a nuclear war, because devastation already start feeling everybody all over the world. So what they want all humanity to suffer because they want war. That's only thing they want. Listen what they did with these flotilla members who was arrested by Israel when they tried to sneak in humanitarian aid to the Gazan population. How they humiliated them. Did we hear any criticism on big level? Not much, because this is Israel, and there is a double standards.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. Let's be clear. They reportedly raped them and tortured them, and they showed videos of huge bruises and cuts all over them.
Yeah. We know how they behave. And look, there is more and more, basically, Twitter and X and all other social media is full of this statement of rabbis, all these Israeli politicians who said, there is a greater Israel. We will boss everybody. You're going to pay for us for this suffer. We are suffering for the past 2,000 years. Are they illusional or what they have on the Trump so they can, you know, boss around the superpower like America? That's very strange. And as you said, it's really now issue of national priority, national security for United States. Who is in United States deciding where United States going to into the war or going to make a peace? If this whole decision are taken by the Bibi Netanyahu, then who's the Trump? If he is a true president of United States or just servant of the Netanyahu? So the question why the senators, why the, you know, in your Capitol Hill till now was no put the question, hey, who is really in charge of the United States, who is the real president. Looks like it's not definitely Trump, because look, he not only bossed by the Netanyahu, but even the British king and Zelensky can also boss him around, because when Trump came to Anchorage meeting in Alaska with Putin, he promised him, hey, we're going to finish the war. This was a comprehensive plan. Well, he said, give me, you know, a couple of weeks, I'm going to fix it out. Well, there is almost 1 year. Nothing was done because Trump just can't, you know, tell them people what to do. They don't listening him. So,
and as you said, all Trump needs to do is cut off the directory of the satellites. They call that intelligence, but it's directing the weapons. The U.S. is running it all. That's on record. NATO basically has no satellites. If he just cut that off, then Ukraine would have to give up within a week, but they won't do it.
Less than this. Look, if the Starlink is cut off from Ukrainian forces, the operation stop right there. Within a couple hours, within the collapse, and they're going to surrender. There's no way they can fight without the Starlink. That is for sure. But let me tell you my opinion. You know, looking at what's going on there, I think that United States now have got really the coup which happens. And this coup is techno-fascist, who took over the control. Because, look, if we know this artificial intelligence company, like we're talking about, you know, AI and how the Anthropic, whatever the name, you know, Alex Karp running his company and the, you know, all those who preaching the war, preaching this new techno-fascism all over the world, they already in charge. Nobody elected them. But they now has under command armies. They now can, you know, control Pentagon and all their decision making, whom to attack, which targets to choose. You know, so they thinking, okay, we are behind the scene. We are puppet masters, and all those are our puppets, stooges. We're gonna just play them like in a puppet theater. What they're gonna do? And unfortunately, this is reality. Let's think who is taking decision in the United States about continuation of the war. Definitely, this is the company who are in contract with the Pentagon, and they are providing the not only a complete combat system, you know, which is going through the intelligence, all kind of intelligence, open and the closed one, and preparing them the decision. So this is, of course, you know, way out of the proportion. And this is now the main danger entire humanity is facing, is this one. So in this level, the Pope was absolutely right, telling that we need to treat especially the people like Alex Karp, you know, basically very close to the nuclear weapons and really do something to control them. Otherwise, it would be too late for entire humanity.
Well, I notice when I look at the EU ministers, they run their mouths. We've played the clips. They're like, don't worry, we'll beat Russia. It'll be a 20-year war, but our AI will get so advanced. We're building new weapons. It'll all be robots. We'll kill all the Russians. We'll win. Even if that was their plan, they shouldn't state it. And then that pushes Russia to try to finish it quickly. And then they don't think Russia and China can escalate and match those weapons. That's what war does. So, yeah, the U.S., because it's in so many wars, has been ahead of Russia. But very quickly, in a wartime environment, Russia is going to come up to parity with China backstopping it. I mean, this is madness. And then again, what do the Palantirs and the Microsofts and the Googles, they're all involved in the war stuff. What do they think is going to happen in asymmetrical warfare when all this really kicks off? It's not just going to be armies of robots out battling each other. It's going to be somebody cooking your food or somebody that lives down the street that has nothing else to lose. That's all the variables that their computers aren't going to be able to predict. I mean, they're creating such an unstable world. It's such a wild gamble, but they're satanic. They get off on the thrill of the destabilization. Victor Boot.
Well, if the Palantir think they can slowly cook Russia until, you know, it would be too late, well, I guess they're completely wrong. We will not let them to go to that level, because for us, it's very easy. We can start attacking, you know, their data centers all over the Middle East, like did Iran, especially in Europe. We're going to, again, okay, decide where their, you know, vulnerable spots, like underwater cable. And of course, we're going to, you know, launch, especially you saw the Sarmat is the biggest and most powerful intercontinental missile, which is really can devastate one of that enough to finish the UK. Moreover, we have this fantastic underwater, you know, nuclear weapon who can cause a huge tsunami and wash out Britain several times over and over. if it's not enough. So if they think we will wait and see when they're going to go into this conventional war and try to, you know, conquer us, we have a news, bad news for them. We will not wait for that. We will immediately start hitting and destroying their infrastructure. So their AI become dumb because it would be no electricity. We can still go to EP weapon and just make sure everything is burned out.
And let's talk about Putin. What was that, 4 years ago or five? On purpose, they show the classified stuff, which I'd seen the U.S. developing as well. But it's equivalent of a neutron bomb because you don't have to radiate or destroy infrastructure. That's just a radiation bomb. But instead, you detonate at a key point, creating a 100-foot, 200-foot wave that washes through major cities, destroying everything, but not destroying infrastructure. And there are those Russian submarines off our coast. And then Trump's like, well, I put Russian submarines off your coast. I mean, I put U.S. submarines off your coast. Our submarines were already there. It's like, oh, let me tell the Russians we got submarines off your coast. It's like, let me tell you, the sun came up this morning. I love when the globalists threaten me. They go, you know, we can kill you. And I go, you know, I knew that. You know, I've already been in a fight with you forever. So when they threaten me, I go, oh, I didn't know that. Like they just keep reissuing the threat. Like, I'm ready to die. Do you get that? Like, they don't seem to get it through their head that the bullying doesn't work on some people.
Well, if this globalist thinking they want to have the world without Russia, there is an answer from Russian side. Why we need the world without Russia? So we will destroy it if they think they can destroy us. So, okay, let's go and, you know, see who going to blink the first. Let me tell you, we've got enough patience and our leadership, all our government, including the President Putin himself, been very wise and tried every possible mean of diplomacy. Very restrained, tight lip, never say anything, against personalities, never criticize them, said this is internal affairs, we're still hoping they're going to come to common sense. There is a huge fields where we can cooperate and be really, really helpful to each other. But if these people want to war and want to kill us, what on earth you expect from us? To what, submit? To, surrender? Heck, you come to the wrong people. We are Russians. We never surrender. And this is us they need to put in their, sometimes maybe stupid head, because if you explain them 10 times, 20 times, 40 times, 100 times, and they don't understand, then don't blame us. We're not being the Russians, not being the first who started it.
It's the same thing with me personal. When they harass my family, sell them into bankruptcy, terrorize me, threaten me, all I do is just make sure my guns are loaded to defend myself. Like, it doesn't, it makes me have more energy. It makes me get more, they just keep threatening. I'm like, no, I know. I get it. That's what I tell them. I say, you want to fight, you came to the right place.
And then, looks, who's going to lose more? Yes, we're going to lose a lot, but you.
Victor, your Zoom broke up when you were saying something powerful. Start over. You said, all these, when he comes back, hopefully he reconnects. I mean,
they want to have the world without Russia. It ain't happening. Then why we need this world, like the President Putin said? We're going to destroy the world if they want this world without us. That's simple. Either we sit on the table and talk like adults, or, okay, you want to fight? We're ready for the fight. Believe me.
How do you get, do you share my concern studying the EU leadership that's unelected, and even Trump, who's never been in the military, admits he doesn't understand it, that they're like children, that they don't know they're playing with fire?
Well, this is another, issue. But I guess that at least, Europe, especially with all this tradition, for what we know, at least 300-400 years of the administration, experiences, law running up, the system of so-called democracy, where they've been telling and preaching us about their check and balances, that no single man in this can take a decision, that even going to the war need to be approval. And all because they just try to sell this to us. When they need something and when they're under control of globalists or they are globalists themselves, they don't care anymore about public opinion. They don't care about anymore what people think about them. They don't care anymore whether they're going to win next election because they decided for the same. It must be, you know, maybe the last year ever any election happens because, sure, they're going to go and declare, you know, martial law or whatever, and said, okay, now we declare the dictatorship. We took power on.
By the way, you were on 2 months ago. You said, Alex, watch out. Next, they're going to declare you guys domestic terrorists. Now, Gorka, right. I don't just have his statements. I've confirmed the documents. They are, and I learned about this from Flynn 6 months ago, but he's been silent now for whatever reason, that they were doing opposition research on him and trying to track and find something to put him in jail. And I found out they were doing that to me. And now they've confirmed they're literally, the Trump administration is literally making lists of people to arrest. Now I have colonels and captains, current and former, on my X feed saying, we're going to arrest your ass because I don't want nuclear war because I'm sane. I mean, so yeah, it shows that message has gone out and they're trying to gear up to crush domestic opposition ahead of full war. This is insane.
Well, and there is very little choice left, Alex. There is no way diplomacy works anymore. UN become a useless, you know, club where everybody bragging, complaining, you know, but nothing really can take it because there is no anymore international law. There is no anymore respect between the countries. There is no anymore even trust to any negotiations because if you are attacking leaders of country with whom you're negotiating, what kind of the trust you want, especially from Iranians? Or do you think Russia gonna trust, you know, West for, okay, let's go and have a peaceful deal. We're gonna guarantee you that Ukraine never will be attacking you again. Heck no, we've been on this road. And we don't want to have
Victor, stay there, stay there. I know you gotta go and it's late at night in Russia. I wanna do a 2 minute break. I wanna give you the floor when we come back. Your message to President Trump. Very good chance he'll see it, especially if I make some calls. And he can be reached at some point. He's very smart in ways, very childlike in others. I'll be point blank about it. I want you to have the floor when we come back, your message to President Trump and the American people, because we are 2 minutes to midnight. The atomic scientists' clocks, the closest ever. I don't just believe them. I agree. Stay there. Back in 2 minutes. Victor Boot's our guest. Follow him on X at Real Victor Boot. Stay with us. Now, briefly, we got to avert this, folks. And I'm not funded by the Israelis, the Russians, the Chinese, the Easter Bunny. I'm funded by you at thealexjonesstore.com. And I'm in court. My crew is in court today battling the bad guys. We are counter-suing them. It all came out. The CIA was behind all this. We're winning, but I can only do it with your support. I need funds to fight this war. I'll never quit. Okay, I'll bullhorn from under a bridge if I have to. But this crew is awesome. We're having a huge effect. We're reaching masses of people. We're targeted by foreign governments. We are your champions. I need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support. We've extended it one day. Buy one bottle of the best iodine out there, T3, and get a bottle free. Or ultramethylene blue, buy one bottle, get one free. That's how we fund this operation. The products are incredible. Take action now. Help us stop the next pandemic, nuclear war, and all this garbage. Back those that stand up for freedom now at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm committed into your hands. Take action now. We'll be right back with Victor Boot. Stay with us. We have a massive Memorial Day sale that runs through Monday, running right now. On top of all the sales at thealexjonesstore.com, you get 25% off the top on top of every other sale that's there. That makes many items lost leaders, but they're so good, we want people to try the incredible products. The ultramethylene blue, the ultramethylene red, the incredible bovine colostrum, the zeolite spike protein chelation detoxification system. It's all there. That means the deals are already marked down, but on top of it, you're getting an extra 25% off. So stock up now. This is the time to load up. This is the Memorial Day sale, and it will not last. It ends Monday at midnight going into Tuesday. And on top of it, massive flash buy one, get one free sale is extended till Monday as well. Buy one T3 trifecta iodine tincture and get one of the very same size absolutely free. Get the ultramethylene blue tincture and get one free, or mix and match the two. So extend it until Monday. This is a bestseller. Both these are buy one, get one free, the very best iodine, the missing link, the very best methylene blue. Incredible. They synergistically work together. Buy one, get one free of the T3 or the methylene blue at thealexjonesstore.com. And on top of that, we are selling out of the new Freedom Shield wallets. that are very, very popular, that are RFID and Faraday cage, hold 25 bills and 20 cards. Absolutely amazing. Limited edition with 1776 and or the other design, Don't Tread on Me. Those are about to sell out by this weekend. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and that funds this operation. And I salute you and thank you all for your support. And while you're on the site, it has the widest selection of Patriot apparel of every conceivable design and configuration. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You can also find the live feed of the show, the video and audio on the site as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take action now to keep us on air and the fight against...
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.